folks, and welcome to the Mountain Bikes Apart podcast. This is the show about everything mountain biking, from kit, trail guides, and everything in between. I'm Colin Gray, and we're trying something a bit different this time around. So this is going to be an episode about an event that I went to a couple of months ago, Relentless 24 in Fort William, run by No Fuss Events. Now, Relentless 24 is, as the name suggests, a 24-hour race. And it's one that we'd done a few years back as a team of four, me and three other friends, including my brother Bruce. And this time around, Bruce and I thought we'd go back and try it as a team of two. Now, I say a team of two, it wasn't exactly evenly distributed because Bruce is a bit of an endurance addict. So he does a lot of Ironman events. He does like really heavy going endurance events. And so he is training for a few things for next year, which are proper sort of 24 hour or more events. So he wanted to do something quite big towards the end of this year to try out. So he said he'll try two-thirds of it. So we're splitting it up, probably something like 16 hours and 8 hours for me. So that was the intention, but you'll hear how it evolved a little bit over the course of the event. I won't tell you too much more because I'll hopefully tell you a story through all the recordings we've got coming up. But we start off by arriving at Fort William. We headed up in the afternoon of the Friday, arrived about 5 p.m. on Friday. Yeah, coming on for dinner time on Friday. And this is how we started off the event. We're on site and I'm watching Bruce repair his mountain bike. This is obviously the best thing you're supposed to do. Turn up to a race with broken bits. Yeah. What's going on here?
I am perfecting the performance of my bike rather than building my bike.
Was there a shifter on it when you arrived?
Well, there was a shifter present.
There's a shifter in the back of the van.
The bike and the shifter were in the van.
We've had a good farce on the way because my bike was in the shop. I picked it up about, when was it, 12 o'clock? So 6 hours ago. And the brakes that I had fitted to it were set up in Eurostyle. So I've got my front brake is now on the left and my back brake's on the right. So when we go out tomorrow, I'm going to brain myself by going over the handlebars on the very first lap. But at least my gears work, unlike Bruce's. But they were working in half an hour, weren't they?
Say they weren't now, I'm just dialing in the shifting of them.
Yeah. Oh, so you got the shifter? Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it's on,
Good work. There's quite a lot of people here already, actually. The car park's about half full. Tons of easy ups. Not that many tents, actually. I wonder if that's because most people are not sleeping. There'll be a lot of people here doing the 24 hours, so they don't need a tent, obviously. Just need an easy up to grab a quick cup of tea and adjust their bike. But it's funny when you come to the mountain bike events because there's... Well, we turned up in a Volkswagen Transporter, which we'd come to these events 10 years before and dreamed of having such a thing. And Bruce obviously bought himself his dream Transporter not that long ago. But yeah, there's a lot of them around. More vans and easy ups and caravans and camper vans than anything else. Yeah, definitely a particular style to turn up to a mountain bike race, especially a 24-hour one. But anyway, probably should get ready and set up the rest of the tent, which is currently lying in a heap because we're struggling to pin the tent pegs into the ground. But hey, the wind's only blowing over the tent most of the time, so we'll be fine. So at this point, Bruce was still missing a few components, still missing a few little things, a couple of tools actually, I think, to get his bike fully working. So we had to wait for the mechanics to get set up in the morning to finish it off. So nothing else to do at this point than to head into town. We thought we'd get a decent dinner in Fort William, go into the bar, get a dinner and a couple of beers, you know, it's the only one way to prepare for a 24-hour race. And our dad was around as well to watch, so we thought we'd go in and relax, get a bit of warmth before the uncomfortableness of the next day. Then, of course, back to the campsite, bed for the night in the tent, and then on to the first day of the race. Slept not too bad. It was pretty chilly overnight, but the sleeping bag kept out most of the chill. Not quite enough for the Fort William weather, I think, but
to the job. Just went over to try and check in, and they are about 10 minutes away from registration, I think. I'm just sitting here looking at a Land Rover which looks like it's on fire. It's it looks like it's got a chimney at the top, so it's got plumes of smoke coming at the top of this Land Rover. I don't know if they've got a wood-burning stove in a Land Rover or something. But this guy's right in front of them. I've got a chimney as well, so there's folk bringing some pretty sophisticated kit to this thing. Anyway, our own tent held up. My glamping inflatable mattress wasn't too uncomfy. And now, just getting ready for the race. Just last minute preparations. Make sure the bike's okay. My bike's in one bit, at least. One piece. Bruce's in about three right now, but I think it's mostly okay.
Just a little explanation before the next bit. I mentioned earlier that my brakes were on back to front, so they were Euro style, which means that front and back brakes were switched around. So likely that in the middle of the night I was going to grab a handful of back brake and end up going over the front handlebars. So this is what happened next.
So for anyone new to racing, one of the cardinal rules is don't race on new kit. Don't turn up with someone you've not tried out before. And don't try and do any big repairs on the day of the race, because it's inevitably going to go wrong. So, just to make sure, you know, that I know these rules, I'm going to change something of mine. So my brakes, I'm going to try and change them round. I'm about to try it. Let's see what happens. Amazingly enough, it worked. I'm not sure how many times I've ever actually just tried something that I didn't really know how to do, and it just worked first time. And always, of course, if there's a deadline or a consequence, as in not getting to race for it going wrong, then that's when it always goes wrong, but this time it went right. So yeah, swapped over the hoses, just unscrewed it, took out the hoses, no fluid came out at all actually, so the Shimano brakes, Shimano XT disc brakes, are obviously pretty well sealed. Take out the hose, I turned the levers facing upwards, so like vertically on the bars, so that the reservoirs were pointing upwards, I guess, which I don't know if that made a difference or not, but made me feel safer. And nothing came out at all. Just pulled them out, unscrewed it, pushed them back in, screwed it back in, and all's well. Job done. That's lap one down. Feels a bit fraudulent at this point, really, because you're going around and doing one lap, which is basically less than I'd do on a normal day out on the bike. But hey, that's an hour. It was a bit harder than I would normally, so. But not too much harder, I have to admit. Basically just didn't stop for the hour. It took about 58 minutes to get around the first lap. Just over 6 miles, I think it was. Not too technical, actually. Quite muddy, rooty, rocky. It's quite a natural trail, mostly. But really good fun, actually. It was good fun. which I wasn't expecting. I just ended up getting into it and enjoying that first lap. And yeah, I'm sure it'll get less fun as the day goes on, but it was good anyway. So yeah, we'll see how it continues. I'll report in after the next one. But yeah, good start, and it's not raining, which is the important thing. So yeah.
Talk to you in a little while.
Two laps done now, and feeling fine actually. It's still, well, it was light for both of those, so they were okay. Second one was good actually, because it got to know the trail obviously. Managed a few of the obstacles a bit more easily, so get my head around it. But the next one's going to be dark. So the sun is currently going down. I'm looking out over the Nevis Range. It's beautiful actually. It's about as nice as I've ever seen it at one of these events. Blue skies, a bit of cloud around. The rain's cleared entirely. And the sun's going down. Looking up on the mountain, you can see a bit of Nevis up that way. Just a few clouds drifting around the peak. So it's a nice night. If it holds off, if there's no rain through the night, then that'll be a result. Because the last time we did this event, it was sodden. It was horrible. It was so windy. It was so rainy. It was ridiculous. So if we get a clear night, that'll be amazing. So I should have, I think, three laps through the night, and then one more in the daytime tomorrow. So I think that's how it's going to work out. Bruce is off for his second lap just now, in his current one. So basically it'll go dark, dusk will fall, during this lap, and he'll have to turn his lights on, and I'll have to get my lights ready for the next one. So, still feeling pretty organised. So, went and washed the bike. I've got a box together with all the stuff, so I can put my my helmet and my gloves in it and pick out the stuff I need, my warm things for the time off. So I'm just thinking ahead to trying to be organised for when it's 2 in the morning and still trying to do this, because at that point, little tiny things that go wrong will be huge frustrations. So if I can manage to figure out a wee system right now, then I'm guessing that'll help. But I'm sure if I manage to keep this up through the night, then you'll probably hear my frustrations and tiredness and all that in about approximately maybe 6 hours. That won't be midnight, maybe I'll be alright then. 4 in the morning, call it 10 hours. Okay, I'm off to go and sit in the cafe for half an hour, get a bit of warmth, maybe get a coffee in, a couple of little snacks before him to go out for my first dark lap. Talk to you later on. Well, that's 3 laps done now. Starting to feel the pace a wee bit. It's weird because it feels like it's not very much, like 3 laps. It's only, close to 4 hours cycling, 3.5 hours, between 3.5 and 4 hours. So it's not a big deal by any means. I've been out and done routes like that many a time. But I think the difference is when I always forget the fact that when I go out for a 3-4 hour cycle with a group of pals, when we all go out, you have so many, you stop every half hour and you have a chat and eat some chocolate bars and grab a drink and stuff like that. Whereas when you're at a race, it actually means hard cycling, like I'm not stopping and stuff. I mean, I'm saying that, I dawdled a little bit maybe in that last lap, but still it's constant cycling and it's up and down and you're making the effort every single time. So 3.5 to 4 hours of race cycling, even 24 hours, so we're not like going proper hard, still actually quite hard cycling. So yeah, it's feeling it in the legs definitely. In fact, it's more my shoulders and my neck. Just haven't been out on the bike enough recently. Just feeling a bit soft, like blisters in my hands and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. But it's good fun. I enjoyed that actually. That was the first dark lap. That was out between, what was it now? It was between 7:30. So it was between 7:15 and about 7:30. And yeah, it was first time I've been out with my new light I bought actually. It was perfect, it was great light actually. I got it from Aldi, of all places. They sell surprisingly good, very cheap biking kit, and the light was amazing for the price, certainly. But yeah, it was just so, it's weird, it's just so peaceful. Like when it's nice weather, obviously it can be horrible if you're cycling at night and it starts raining and windy and stuff, but tonight it's quite mild. It's about 10 degrees I think, and there's not really a drop of wind, so you're in the forest and you're cycling along, there's just no sound at all. It's one of those evenings where you feel like there's a duvet over the whole world. It's just that kind of that sound, especially when you're in a forest. It's such a dead sound. Like there's no echo, it's just so quiet and peaceful and cozy. It feels almost cozy, especially when you're cycling and you're warm. It was quite cool. There's a lot of good chat going on out there, a lot of camaraderie, people just saying hello. And I think when you do an event like this, especially a big one, like a long one, so it's endurance rather than racing so much, people are always really friendly because it's kind of, you're going through a trial together, you're going through something hard. So everyone's always quite in good cheer, and it's always good to see somebody else going through the same evil time. Even though we're only 8-9 hours in right now, so it's not exactly that bad. But yeah, I hope that it usually continues. So it'll be good fun to see how that goes overnight. So Bruce is out now. He headed out at 9:15 PM and he'll probably be back. We're doing maybe about 1 hour and 5 minutes per lap right now. I was about 1 hour and 10 that last one. No, I was 1 hour and 15 that last one actually. But he's a bit faster than me. So he's hoping for about 1 hour and 5 to 1 hour and 10, which means he'll be back about 11 PM. So we're hoping that means I can get another lap in before midnight. And then we'll see how we go from there. We're not sure how we're going to divide it up from there, because yeah, we'll just see how we feel for sleep and knackered shoulders and necks. At the moment, my aim, my aspirational aim, I thought it'd be really good if I could manage to do 6 laps, and Bruce was hoping for double that at 12, so he's doing 2/3, I'm doing 1/3. So if we did that, we'd get 18 laps. I think that's pretty good. I think that'd be a fair bit up the leaderboard. But if we can, the sort of lower level, if we manage 5 and 10, 15 laps, that I think would still be really pleased with that. So if we manage those 15 laps, if I can get another 2 in, done 3 already, if I get another 2, if Bruce gets another 4 after this one, then that would mean we'd get the 15 at least, and maybe we can manage to squeeze another 1 or 2 by the end of the day. So, still pretty good, still good cheer, still not too bad. I'm eating a stag chili straight out of the pan right now, just did it on the stove, got a coffee in front of me, a bunch of grapes, some macaroons, some Red Bull. So yeah, gonna have a sit down now, read my book for a wee while, and wait for Bruce to get back. So it's 1:30 in the morning, and it's just changed to 12:30, because obviously they chose the clock changing weekend to run Relentless 24.
So we've gained an extra hour to cycle in.
Yeah.
Bam.
Woo hoo. How are you feeling about the two hours that you've got ahead of you? 2 laps you're just about to go out on.
I'm looking forward to the first lap. But I'm apprehensive about the second lap. I'm looking forward to going cycling 1 lap, but I suspect that the second lap's going to be a bit of a slog.
Yeah. I'm quite glad to be going in the tent a minute. I just had a lap where I got all the way up the first hill, the initial hill, and my light just cut out entirely at the top of the hill. It's proper pitch dark, and I had to try and get down off the hill like that with my phone basically as a torch. So that was good. Have you enjoyed it so far though?
Yes. Yeah, it's been great fun. The track's nice. I've not been a mountain bike for 5 years. It's been nice to be out and gradually regain my confidence in mountain biking abilities over the course of the laps that I've done. Yeah. So yeah, it's been fun.
And turns out your light's amazing as well.
Yeah, the light's epic. Yeah, it's awesome actually. It's a really cool thing.
Just to explain here, Bruce had rented 2 lights from Exposure. Now they were sponsoring the event. They were providing lights for everybody. A big massive charging station as well, which was a huge help. You could go and charge your lights at their place. But Bruce had got the 6-pack, which is their flagship light, and joystick as well. So he had the 6-pack on his bars and the joystick on the helmet. And yeah, it was a good light.
I can confirm it's better than a £25 Aldi light, not least because it doesn't break when you're halfway through your lap.
Yeah, I kind of thought that, like, if because obviously they're trying to flog them, so I kind of thought that when they were renting them out, they would rent out like their very best ones.
Yeah.
So folk were like
their flagship.
Yeah. Like, so folk are like, oh wow, those lights are awesome.
Yeah.
And they are indeed awesome.
Yeah. For sure. So it's a cup of soup just now. Cup of tea, and then 2 more laps, and then the plan is to get back up at 5.
Yeah, for you, yeah.
5, so I'm going to maybe get about 3 hours sleep, and then get back out at 5, do another lap, then a 2, then a 1, then a 1. Don't feel that bad right now.
Because you're about to go to bed, you bastard.
Well, yeah, I'll report back in about 3 hours' time when I wake up and see if I still feel happy about it. Okay, we're going to see what happens next and see if we manage to do... What's the aim at the moment? 15 laps? No, 11 and 6? 17 laps.
Because if we do what we just said we're going to do, it'll be 17.
Yeah, which I think will be good. Yeah. Considering our lack of preparation.
Yeah, I think the only question mark is whether I get 1 or 2 done right now.
Yeah.
And that would be either 10 laps or 11 laps for me. If I do 2, it'll be 11.
Well, 16 laps I think is pretty good as well.
Yeah.
This is assuming I do another 2, which I probably won't. I'll roll over at 5:30 and go,
screw that, frigging my soldiers. Okay, that's it. Night night.
Well, this is the bad one. Up at, what was it? Got into a sleeping bag about 1:30. And up at about 4:30, so 3 hours sleep, which isn't awful. And now it's freezing outside, completely dark. Not many folk around. And yeah, everything's wet because it started to rain while we're in the tent. So joy. You know, squeezing into my cold clothes, try to get a banana down even though I feel a bit sick, and get out on the trail, do one more, and then another one in daylight, I think, and that will make the six. So, some crazy guy in the tent next to us is doing the bells for every single person that goes by, which is cool, like totally encouraging camaraderie, all that kind of stuff, but didn't lend itself to a good 3 hours sleep. Anyway, let's get out there and get us a bottle.
Good morning. Feeling a bit better than the previous recording. That first lap was amazing, actually. It was just beautiful. Cycling around, started off in the pitch black, but about maybe 20 minutes in, probably maybe close to 30 minutes, the sun started to come up, started to get dawn and blue skies. And everyone, it's funny how everyone's spirits just seem to lift. You see smiles breaking out in folks' faces as you realise it's into the next day. There's a big barrier, I think, when you're doing these overnight races or 24 hour races. Between one day and the next, you know, you've basically got 2 days to race. So as soon as it goes from one day to the next, that sun comes up and you're like, that's a huge hurdle that you're over. And it's actually, I mean, it's way far through. So that was at about 7 this morning. So actually it's about 2/3 to 3/4 of the way through the race. So it's way through it. But it just seems like quite a big barrier for you. But it was cool. It was really enjoyed that one, actually, because I knew it was the last dark ride, and I borrowed Bruce's lights because my light broke the last time around. Night and day between his lights and mine, by the way. Amazing set of lights. I had the headlamp on and the bike lamp on, and it was just lit up the entire forest. And it just makes you. I don't know. I've never been a huge fan of night biking in the past, but that just makes a huge difference when you've got a set of lights that high quality. You can see everything. So I was able to speed up. I was able to enjoy it a bit more because you could just pick it all out. Actually, do the downhill the way you normally do. So yeah, that was really good. It's always reminds me. A friend of mine once said, when you're doing night biking, it feels a bit like you're on one of the speeders in Return of the Jedi, flying through the forest. Just like trees whipping past, you're just dodging in amongst them all, and it's great fun, especially when it's night biking, because all you see are these sort of big shapes flashing past your peripheral vision. It was good fun this morning. But anyway, Bruce is out for 2 more laps right now. That'll take us up to probably what will it be, maybe 10 past 20 past 10, which means that we don't have time for another 2, probably. In fact, definitely don't. So I'll get another one in before the end, and that'll be us. That'll be me for 6 laps, hopefully, as long as I finish that one, and Bruce for 10. So that'll be quite good. That'll achieve our... Bruce wanted double figures, and I wanted to get 6. That was my aim. So yeah, that's really good. So yeah, pleased with that. It's been good fun. I don't even feel that tired right now.
And that was it. That's the end of the recordings. Next, we went on. I managed my last lap. Finished up with 16. So I got 6 laps in the end. Bruce got his 10. It was an exercise in showing how little prepared we were. I don't know. I mentioned earlier on in one of the clips, I think, about the how I underestimate when you think about 6 hours of cycling. When I think, I remember the last time I went to Team of 4. and thinking it's only 6 hours, it's fine, but it's so much more effort, so much more of a trial doing it at race pace, under the pressure of other people around you, somebody else waiting for you to get back. So we were pretty happy with that. I think Bruce actually was a wee bit disappointed only to manage 10. I thought it was a brilliant effort, obviously, but he's kind of higher level in terms of the endurance than I. So he was hoping for 12. But I think it was just it was a fact that he hadn't been on the bike, like literally had not been on a mountain bike in a few years. Both of us used to go out a lot in our younger days. I still do a fair bit, but Bruce has just been road biking, triathloning recently. So I think that event gave him a big taste of mountain biking again. I'm really keen to go and do some more. But I think his shoulder and his back, shoulders and his back, and just the general, you know, those muscles that hold you up, hold onto the bars, much more used in mountain biking than it would be in road biking or similar. So I think he was struggling a bit with that. I think he did well with 10, and I was happy with a 16. We're obviously well down the leaderboard. We're never leading these things by any means, but totally loved it. Definitely coming back for the next one. It was definitely a different experience doing it as a two. Much harder work, especially with Bruce, obviously. I think I ended up with about 7.5 to 8 hours of cycling, but he was close on 15, 16. It was a big effort. And I'd definitely be up for trying a proper 50-50 one in future. Try to do 12 hours, do one on, one off. Definitely need a lot more prep, mind you. So if you're interested in doing something like this, obviously Relentless 24 is run by No Fuss, and there's another one as well in Scotland. Relentless tends to be the more pleasant one because it's earlier in the year, so it's October, September or October they've always been in the past, so the weather is never great in Scotland. Well, it was quite nice this time around, but it can be still wet and cold. But it's a bit better than Strath Puffer, which is in January, so that's midwinter in Scotland. You've got more darkness than light. And they're the two options. I'll link to both of them in the show notes, which you can find at mountainbikesapart.com/302. So I hope you've enjoyed that. A bit of a different format this time. I'd like to do a bit more of these. I'd like to get out there and record a few more events out there. So let me know what you thought of it. Definitely a lot I learned in terms of how to record out and about at 3 a.m, that kind of stuff. I mean, this is actually my job, creating podcasts, but I still made a fair few mistakes in terms of the kit choices and stuff like that. Because I haven't really recorded that kind of live stuff in the past. So it was interesting doing it. I learned a lot. I'd like to do a lot more in future. So let me know what you think. Let me know if there's any events you think you want to cover, you want us to cover. Let me know as well if you've done a 24-hour race. Get in touch. Send us in any accounts of your own 24-hour race experiences. Either send in a voicemail. You can send in a voice recording to colin@mountainbikespart.com, or just send any stories to the email, or just get in touch by Twitter and we can maybe have a chat about it as well. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll see you for the next episode in a couple of weeks. Thank you again for your time, as always, for coming along, spending your time with us on the podcast. And it'll be me and Tom next time around. See you then.